This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Writer and former military official Catherine McGregor has publicly apologised for her previous stance against the Safe Schools program. Writing in the Sydney Morning Herald, McGregor said her mind had been changed by a young trans man with whom she recently worked on a theatre production. She said, "I dashed their hopes and broke their hearts over my criticism of Safe Schools. I was too selfish, too ideological and too combative." Leader of the Reason Party, Fiona Patten, has condemned the Victorian Liberal Party's support for anti-sex work regulations after a motion was passed last week at the party's state conference. A former sex worker herself, Patten challenged the party to hold a straw poll to show how many of its members are themselves clients of sex workers. She said, "An internal poll like this might show up a considerable level of hypocrisy on the part of those who proposed it at the state conference." A Sydney couple married last week in what could be Australia's first legal religious same-sex wedding. Oscar Shub and Ilan Bookman were wed at the Emmanuel Synagogue in Woollahra. Rabbi Jeffrey Cammons told the Star Observer he felt privileged to have conducted the ceremony. The couple were together for 47 years before finally being able to marry. The Victorian government has announced that its 2018 to 2019 budget includes $5.4 million to celebrate the state's pride events and expand LGBTI health and support programs. The government will provide $2 million to establish a pride events and festivals fund to support events across the state, including $600,000 for Midsummer Festival, and $3.4 million of the funding will be used to expand the Victorian health system's capacity to support trans and gender diverse people, ensuring they can receive the healthcare they need. Hundreds of Melbourne school students threw a paint-filled balloons at the Faulkner Police Station recently to create an explosion of colour in celebration of LGBTI communities. The paint balloons helped to create a rainbow mural ahead of International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, which is celebrated on May 17 to promote acceptance and inclusion. Community Engagement Acting Inspector Troy Papworth said Victoria Police was excited to support Mary Health for the special event to show that LGBTI communities are supported, celebrated and respected. A Brisbane Uber driver has been fined after telling a rider that homosexuality is not accepted in his home country and asking for details of how she has sex. Uma Subi Gamada pleaded guilty on Friday to causing a public nuisance over the incident, which occurred last year. He had originally also been charged with deprivation of liberty over allegedly holding the rider for over 1 hour, but that charge was dropped due to a lack of evidence. He has avoided conviction and been fined $300. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. US skier Gus Kenworthy has been announced as a speaker at a Democrats event days after snubbing the President's White House reception. Kenworthy will headline the Democratic National Committee's annual LGBTQ gala ahead of the upcoming midterm election. Last week, he joined a string of Winter Olympians like Adam Rippon in boycotting the Trump-Pence administration welcoming because of the party's homophobic agenda. The 19th annual Democrats gala will take place on June 25th in New York City. Squash champion Todd Harrity has come out as gay. The two-time American national title winner made the announcement on social media and says he's ready to live his life happily as an openly gay man. Harrity has also become the first male to come out at the top of his sport. And finally, Aussie Rules footballer Hannah Mounsey has moved to Melbourne to play in the Victorian Women's Football League. Mounsey says she lost the joy of playing when she was banned from this year's AFLW draft and didn't think she would continue on after suffering a tirade of transphobic abuse online. She told Players Voice she's been warmly welcomed by the Darebin Falcons and wants to keep playing to silence her online haters.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.